Morning Meeting, brought to you by Verizon. Come home to a better network.
All right, guys, it's finally playoff time for the Patriots. Kansas City coming to Foxborough. The question is, what Patriots team are we going to see on Saturday?
Well, hopefully, at the very least, we'll have a healthier one, and we'll have some more personnel to use. And Andy's been on this kick for a few weeks now. I totally agree with him. Hopefully, we see a little bit more of Patriots football. You know, the style of offense, especially, that we're used to seeing. You know, Edelman getting involved early, more passes getting thrown to Gronk, Patriots football.
And that's what everybody says. Can you just turn the switch, just flick the switch in the postseason? Well, to me, the switch isn't good versus bad or healthy versus not healthy. The switch is, do we play like the Patriots have played, not just this year when they're at their best, but historically? Their offense has been one thing for the better part of more than a decade, and we saw something different for the last five, 6 weeks.
And I think
that's the switch. And click it over to Patriots.
And I think I know the answer to this, but why is it going to be different?
Why is it going to be different? Because you're going to do what you do. You're not going to worry about injuries. If Rob Gronkowski is in the middle of the field and somebody takes out his knee, that stinks. It's too bad, but that's the reality. That's his job. That's where the money is made, and that's where the injuries happen, in the middle of the field. But why is they... Bill Belichick admitted it 2 weeks before the season ended. They were going to manage personnel and manage injuries, and there was a lot to be thought of, and one area affects another area, and we saw that. There were a lot of trickle-down effects with the way they approached the final few weeks, and some of that led to losing.
So you think that the play of the last six games, losing four out of those six games... I'm not saying it's out of necessity, but it was sort of, the Patriots just couldn't and chose not to play the style of football that we're accustomed to.
Well, I think more so the last two games that was the case. But, to a lesser extent, there were times I do think that, especially after Gronk got banged up in Denver, I think they sort of tried to manage him and make sure they got him from whatever that was, week 12 to the end of the season. So they had him available at this time. So I do feel like they took him away from the passing game a little bit. He still played. He got a lot of snaps and all that stuff. But Andy's right. It wasn't that stuff in the middle of the field as much as we're accustomed to seeing. But I don't think it was necessarily out of necessity. I think that's what they chose to do. And in some cases, and I'll point to especially the last game, it was clearly the wrong thing to do. The game plan that they went in was a little bit flawed, and I think they paid for it. But I don't expect to see a continuation of it. Everybody that they want to be a part of this offense, with the exception really of Deion Lewis, is back. We'll see how effective they are. That's the big question.
And you're going to get guys back. I'm not totally dismissing health. Sebastian Vollmer is in all likelihood going to be your left tackle. That makes you better. He's your best offensive lineman. Julian Edelman will be in the slot. I don't know if he's going to be 100%, but I'm expecting him to play. And at the very least, he's a good decoy for a little while. You're hoping for a lot more than that. Defensively, Chandler Jones, Dante Hightower, they're going to play. They didn't play the end of the season. Even guys like McCourty and Chung, who were dinged up, should be healthier. So marginally, you're going to get some percentage healthier, and that should make you some percentage a better team.
I remember Randy Moss saying when he was here, you could put the earth on these shoulders. Is too much being put on Julian Edelman for this game?
I worry about that a little bit. It's been a little pet peeve of mine. Not because I don't think Edelman is worthy of that kind of talk. I just feel like it's putting a lot on a guy who hasn't played in 2 months to just come back and be seamless. And because he didn't play in the preseason and he was very effective right away at the start of the regular season, well, he was healthy then. He had some knick-knack injuries in preseason that you missed the preseason for, but he would have been playing had those been regular season games. This is different. He broke a bone. He had surgery. He's working his way back. And, to his own admission, I think there's some indecision there or lack of certainty as to just exactly what he's going to be able to do physically. Tom Brady talked about it earlier in the week. We're going to see what he can do and try to integrate him as much as we can. So I think there's a little bit too much on the play. I don't know if the earth can be on the shoulders there, Fred. That might be asking a little too much.
How about a con?
I'm sure you're going to get it. You're going to get into the matchup in detail later in the show. But is this a good matchup for the Patriots at this time?
I personally believe it is. I think as people want to look at the very surface and a team that went 2-4 in the last six games against a team that's won 11 in a row, dominated to open the postseason. They have all the momentum. But look a little deeper and see how Kansas City plays, how they win, how they have their own injuries. Jeremy Maclin may not play, and if he does play, he's not going to be 100%. Defensively, the front is banged up. And the bottom line is, Kansas City is like Alex Smith. As a team, they manage games. They don't lose games. They try to keep it on a level playing field and then wait for you to lose games. The New England Patriots at home in the postseason under Tom Brady and Bill Belichick are not going to give a game away. They're not going to lose a game.
And Fred, you taught me this. You have to wait until after the game to find out how the team plays.
That's right.
But Kansas City, to Andy's point, loves to play in a specific style. They want to sort of shorten the game, and Alex Smith is the quote-unquote game manager.
Yeah.
They want to get the lead. They want to play on their terms, and if they're not able to play that way, they're a whole different team. I don't see Alex Smith being able to win this game if he's forced to score. What's the number, 24 points? He can't.
3-41, I believe, in his career when the opponent scores 24.
They don't want to fall behind. I mean, no team wants to fall behind, I understand, but this team is done. If the Patriots fall behind 14-0 in the second quarter on Saturday, they're not done. If Kansas City does, game, set, match.
We'll be getting the nod.
Game, set, match.
They're not coming back. Nod.
It's a simple question, Fred. Who are we playing in the AFC title game?
Denver Broncos.
Okay.
One of the big matchups this week obviously involves the amount of pressure the Kansas City Chiefs like to bring, mostly from the outside. But I'm going to focus more on one that really hasn't gotten a lot of attention, and that's on the inside with Brian Stork against Dontari Poe. Poe is one of those guys, he doesn't get a lot of sacks. I think he only had one all season. But he collapses the pocket. He gets constant penetration. He's a load. He's a very athletic guy on the inside. And Brian Stork has struggled a little bit since coming back midway through the season, coming off that concussion. So I think this is a matchup to really watch on Saturday, because if the Patriots cannot control Poe, that's the kind of pressure that has really bothered Tom Brady, especially in the playoffs. You've got to make sure you keep the inside of that pocket clean. Now, with the Kansas City offense, obviously a little bit more of a limited group as opposed to their defense, but one major threat they have is tight end Travis Kelce. He is an animal. Great after the catch. Yards he likes to pick up in open field. He's a great runner, great hands. He really gave the Patriots a lot of problems in that Monday night massacre last year. This is going to put a lot of pressure on Jamie Collins, Patrick Chung. I don't think the Patriots are going to go at this with just one guy. You're going to have to get multiple bodies. But the most important thing here is the Patriots are going to need to tackle, because Kelce, as I said, can get out into the open field and make big plays. And for an offense like Kansas City's that really likes to stay conservative, one big chunk play for Kelce could be the difference. And the biggest storyline all week has obviously been the health of the Patriots offense, specifically the health of Julian Edelman. But I think this one comes down to Rob Gronkowski. He's been on the field down the stretch, but he hasn't really been himself. It's time for Gronk to be Gronk. And that means, to me, getting him between the hashes, deep down the seam. Lately, it's been a lot of stuff near the sidelines. I don't think that necessarily plays to Gronkowski's strength. I want to see Tom Brady pushing the ball down the field. I want to see Gronk making yards after the catch. Again, time for Gronk to be Gronk.
Coming up on Patriots Football Weekly.
Because you're the patriarch of beards, I'm going to test your knowledge of beards. Right there. Whose beard is that?
Patriots Football Weekly is brought to you by Pepsi, official soft drink of the New England Patriots. Putnam Investments is a proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork.
Images of the week. Here's some photos of something the Patriots have been missing for the last 7 weeks. No comment necessary.
Players Perspective, brought to you by Putnam Investments, pursuing performance excellence through new ways of thinking.
Joining me now at Gillette Stadium, Patriots defensive end Rob Ninkovich. Rob, wanted to ask you, a guy who's played a lot of snaps this season, what's it feel like coming out of the bye week?
I'm excited to get to a playoff game. The bye week always seems a little bit longer just because you're not playing. And again, I think that everyone's excited to get out there and play.
Safe to say it's a new season for both teams. I mean, everybody wants to talk up. The Chiefs are streaking. You guys stumbled into the postseason, but safe to say Saturday night's all that matters at this point.
I mean, really, that's what it is. We don't have a record now. They don't have a record. It's all about, the next game that we play and playing at a high level.
As you break down this matchup with the Chiefs and that offense, Alex Smith, the running backs, what sort of jumps out to you?
Well, Smith obviously is a quarterback that can move in the pocket well and he can extend plays. So, the front is definitely going to have to play well and keep him contained.
You've been around a long time, but it seems like we say that every week now, that, you know, there's an athletic quarterback who can run a little bit. Are you guys maybe more prepared for that now than 4 or 5 years ago?
Well, I mean, you see that throughout the year. You know, Buffalo's got a quarterback that can move pretty well. You know, Miami's got a quarterback that can move. So, again, you just have to understand that when there's a quarterback in the game like those guys, you know, you just have to put an extra effort up front.
Okay. You got a beard. I got a beard. I think you're the patriarch of beards. Whoa, well, okay. What do you got?
Beard.
Well, it's only like a month. I only got a month. How's that for a month?
Keep going.
Okay.
It's decent.
Nobody likes it, but I'm going to keep it. And because you're the patriarch of beards, I'm going to test your knowledge of beards. Right there. Whose beard is that?
I know that. That's Julian's.
You sure?
Positive.
Hey, one for one.
It's easy.
Okay, number two.
Stork, easy.
Look at you.
Red.
Yep. Got another one. Oh, he's pausing for a minute. Matt, you want to be specific? Final answer.
Bang.
Not bad for a future NFL head coach.
There's gray in there, I can see. It'll change more. Oh, that's myself.
Is that the best one?
It's the best. It's the best, definitely the best.
And then I think the last is probably the hardest.
Let's see. Chewbacca. Easy.
Easy. Rob Ninkovich, he knows his beards and he knows the Chiefs. Saturday night, Patriots, Kansas City, do business. When you look for an upset in the postseason, and make no mistake, the Chiefs need to upset the Patriots, you look at turnovers. Kansas City, very good in that department. Number two in the NFL in turnover differential, and number five in takeaways with 29. But the Patriots, they don't give the ball away. Just three turnovers in the last month of football. Never gave the ball away more than twice in a game all season. Which strength wins? Find out Saturday evening. For the Patriots' defense, it starts up front. Allen Branch, Akeem Hicks, Malcolm Brown stop the run. Kansas City wants to establish that running game with Spencer Ware, Sharkhandrick West, and, yes, the quarterback, Alex Smith. They ran the ball 37 times in the win over Houston. But good news, Patriots' run defense has been very good. Second half of the season, 8 games, only 3 times did an opponent average more than 4 yards a carry. Stop the run, get it done. Finally, and most importantly, protect number 12. He is the franchise, and he wins in the postseason. Sebastian Vollmer should be back to help that pass protection against a Kansas City front. 9 guys with 3 or more sacks, led by Justin Houston, Tamba Ali. They are good, but they're banged up. Sebastian Vollmer is returning. Justin Houston is limping. It's an important matchup of some wounded warriors.
Coming up on Patriots Football Weekly.
Who's the strength of the New England Patriots? Name the strengths of the Patriots. It's very simple. It starts with Tom Brady.
Run defense.
Patriots Football Weekly is brought to you by Ace Ticket, the official fan travel partner of the Patriots. For information, call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. New England Football Night is presented by AT&T, mobilizing your world.
Word is that the Pittsburgh Steelers gave their assistant coach Joey Porter a game ball for his antics last Saturday night. Breaking the rules and going on the field to bait Bengals players with his mouth was celebrated as a key to the win. That's pretty much all you need to know about that team. While the focus after the game was on the Bengals head coach Marvin Lewis and his handling of his players, particularly Vontaze Burfict and Pac-Man Jones, I think at least as much criticism should be dumped on the Steelers coach Mike Tomlin. It's one thing to not have a handle on your team's moronic behavior. It's quite another to be complicit in it. That's exactly what Tomlin is, complicit. If you watch him on the sideline, and not just last Saturday, you'll see more cheerleading than you will coaching. And on Saturday, his team was every bit as out of control as Lewis's. Whether it's mugging for a camera or trying to trip a player, Tomlin has the silent comportment of a mascot. He skates because of strong coordinators and strong personnel. Otherwise, he might as well grab a terrible towel and head to the stands. Am I being too harsh? Maybe. But the nonsense of that game was as much on the Steelers as it was the Bengals.
I'm going to commit a cardinal sin here at playoff time, and I'm going to look ahead. That's right. I'm going to dismiss the Kansas City Chiefs in Denver. I'm going to dismiss the Pittsburgh Steelers. I'm going to look ahead to a potential AFC championship showdown in Denver. That's what I want to see, and I know that's probably not a popular opinion around New England who want to be right here at Gillette Stadium in a couple of weeks, but to me, this is all about Brady and Manning. And a couple of weeks ago, geez, as recently as 1 week ago, I didn't think we'd ever see another Brady and Manning matchup again, but I think right now the odds are you're going to see Brady Manning 17. I can't get enough of these. It doesn't matter that Brady has already defeated Manning. There is no contest. He's 11-5 head-to-head. He's the better guy, and nothing that happens in 2 weeks will change that. But I can't get enough, and if I get a chance to get one more, I'm going to take it. Even if that means the Patriots have to travel to Denver and beat Manning on his own turf, it will happen. I want to see it happen. I know it's not a popular opinion. Brady Manning 17 coming up.
I figured out the best job in football, at least coaching-wise. It's to be a coordinator for the Cincinnati Bengals. Think about it. You make the playoffs every year. You have a ton of talent to work with. You win a lot of regular season games. And by the second week of the postseason, you can go interview for other jobs because you're not playing anymore because Marvin Lewis, Andy Dalton don't win in the postseason. You build your resume and you move on. Jay Gruden did it. Mike Zimmer did it. Hugh Jackson's going to do it. It's the perfect job to make a lot of money.
Trash Talk, brought to you by Waste Management. Remodeling or just have clutter to get rid of? Waste Management's new Baxter dumpster in a bag can take it on. Visit thebaxter.com for more info.
Turning back the clock a couple weeks to overtime in New York with Bill Belichick's curious decision to kick off. Paul Perillo, fast forward, Saturday night. Game on the line. Which unit do you want on the field, the Tom Brady offense or the Malcolm Butler defense?
You know, I still think it's the defense. We talked about this a few weeks back about what you had more confidence in. And right now, I don't even seen all these different injured parts come in. And I'm not sure that everything is going to be seamless. And you know what? Kansas City doesn't really scare me offensively. I'd feel better with the defense on the field.
No, they don't scare me defensively either because I have Tom Brady, I have Rob Gronkowski, I have Julian Edelman, I have Danny Amendola, I have James White. I have a very, very good offense who's been there, done that, playing on this field at Gillette Stadium at home. There is no doubt in my mind. I want the man who paves his driveway with melted down MVP trophies to lead my team to victory.
Now, why would anybody do that? That's just such a silly waste.
It's my way of saying he has a lot of
memorabilia. You know, I disagree with you that they've been there and done that. Not all of them. And number one, number two, not when
most of them
not,
were.
Not
most when, of them were there down 14
not when
points
banged
to,
up.
To Baltimore
not,
a year
when
ago.
They, not when they missed two months and then they decide to come back. And not when they've been ineffective for a few weeks because of a knee injury and just come back.
You
who
know
knows,
who's been ineffective
who knows
for
what's
a few
gonna
weeks?
Happen?
The defense, too. People have missed it. The back end of that defense has struggled mightily. They have given up plays.
I didn't say they
have
were
let
perfect.
Guys run free. I don't want to see that on the field. They are a sure thing to scare me if they're on the field. Tom Brady is a sure thing to get the job done, yeah. Just like he's done more often than not throughout his career.
And I think that coming from behind, Alex Smith is a sure thing not to be able to get the job done. I'd feel better with the defense out there closing out.
So you're counting on the Chiefs to fail. You're not actually counting on the Patriots to make
plays. No, I think the Patriots defense is better than the Chiefs offense.
I'm talking about Rob Gronkowski, a guy who's been there and done that. A guy like Tom Brady.
That's not about hoping to fail. I think the Patriots defense is better than the Chiefs offense.
Alex Smith won't get the job done.
Not against the Patriots defense.
You want to just hope that Alex Smith can't get the job done?
No,
I'm
going to
go with my strength. Who's the strength of the New England Patriots? Name the strengths of the Patriots. It's very simple. It starts with Tom Brady.
Run defense.
It trickles on down
part of the team from
Rob Gronkowski
of the season to now.
It goes to Julian
defense.
Edelman. Yeah, it's the run defense. When
that's
you let Lamar 29 yards up the middle.
Oh, yeah. And what about the other 10 carries, 15 carries that
so
he had?
I just want to get you on
one
the record.
Carry.
It's the run defense is the strength of this team,
what's
defense
the most
is the strength of this team. I want, you know, the
what's
ring will
the
say
most
defense first.
Team?
Brady also got one.
Oh, really? That's how
that
they do it.
That seems like
now?
How you're painting
so
it.
So when they're melting it down, that's what they do.
Seems
they,
like how you're painting
just,
it.
They just
simple,
type in different
stuff. I know you're
stuff.
Making an argument for
I'm
good TV
I'm not making an argument
that,
for good TV.
But you go
I feel
with Tom Brady.
The defense. It's not
you go with the lady who brought you to the dance.
Tonight's show is brought to you in part by Fisher Plows, a whole new way to attack winter. Patriots Football Weekly is brought to you by Pepsi, official soft drink of the New England Patriots. You, your advisor, and Putnam, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork.
All right, it's that time of the show where we answer your questions. This first one comes from Gregorio, and he says, with Ryan and Butler having great seasons, do you think it's necessary to draft a cornerback early in the draft?
Yes. I personally do, because I'm not sure Ryan's had a great season. I think he's had a good season, and I'd like to bump him down the ladder a little bit. I'd like to have a number two corner that I feel like I can really count on, or start out as a number three corner. We've seen Leonard Johnson. We've seen all those Melvin come in at various times. Yeah. You need more depth there, and I still think you need more high-end depth. So I still think a corner is a first, second-round priority.
Yeah, I agree. I think the depth there is a real concern.
Okay. Thorsten writes in, protection of TB12 was one of our key problems this year. Could it have something to do with Dave DeGuglielmo? In the times of Dante Scarnecchia, we were able to solve every problem on the line. He was a magician.
Yeah, I feel a little bit for Googe because he's right. Dante was a magician. I think that he was one of the very best assistant coaches, really, that this league has seen. And to follow someone like that is a difficult task. Coupled all of that, you know, trying to work out of that shadow is all the moving parts the Patriots offensive line has had in the 2 years that he's been in charge. Dante was able to sort of plug in another right tackle or plug in a guy who got hurt. This has been a situation really for 2 years now where you're almost completely transforming
this
the offensive line.
Right.
Five jobs at times. I mean, you've had Vollmer has been a constant. Even Nate Solder, who was a constant, has missed more than half of the year this year. Like I said, I feel for Googe because it's not been an easy task to replace.
And just real quick, I am the biggest Dante Scarnecchia fan there ever was. He gets better every year he doesn't coach. He becomes more of a magician, and we do that. We sort of glamorize history. Yep. He had his struggles at times over the years,
too.
Catch him
this week on Patriots.com.
Yes, very good.
Bill writes in, if the Patriots end up having to travel to Denver, do you think Belichick will take them out on Monday? It takes more than a few days to acclimate to the altitude, and oxygen on the sideline is only a Band-Aid.
No, I don't think there's any chance of that. You're not going to move a whole AFC title game preparation week right on the fly out to Denver. Right. And the other aspect is, quite frankly, the last couple of years, he has basically poo-pooed the idea that altitude has any effect.
Yeah, I
don't believe him.
That, no.
I don't think he believes it. But the tact he has taken is right, that does not affect us. We play football. We show up. We play football. We're creatures of habit. I can't see him really just throwing that to the wind and saying, yep, we're traveling out there and playing the whole week out there.
Okay. Shuki writes in, a lot of talk regarding Calvin Johnson's retirement. What are the chances the Patriots pull the same move on Johnson they pulled with Randy Moss?
Really good.
13%.
You don't believe
it, as Andy would say.
Let's not lead people
It's a long shot, obviously, but you know, the stuff with Calvin Johnson, to me, I find interesting, and Andy and I joke about this. You know, Barry Sanders, 20 years ago, prime of his career, decided to leave basically because he was a Detroit Lion. He was tired of it. Calvin Johnson, sort of still in his prime. He's still very effective, contemplating retirement because he's a Detroit Lion. So, again, I would never rule it out with Belichick. I think he's pulled off these kinds of moves. He was able to acquire Randy Moss, as the emailer said. Who's to say?
You heard it here first. Calvin Johnson to the Patriots. Just kidding.
He set records there. He can win games here.
All right. That's this week's questions. Every week, send them to AskPFW at Patriots.com.